Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
In a few weeks, my friends and I are traveling to see a once-in-a-lifetime event. On April 8th, we're headed south to check out the solar eclipse. And as usual, while we travel, my entire crew will be staying in an Airbnb. Staying in an Airbnb always makes me feel a bit more at home when I travel. But during this trip, I started to think more about what would be going on with my home while I was away. Because when you're away from home, your place could be an Airbnb. Lots of people stay at an Airbnb without realizing that their space could be an Airbnb too. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This episode is brought to you by Choiceology, an original podcast from Charles Schwab, hosted by the amazing Katie Milkman, behavioral scientist and author of the best-selling book, How to Change. Choiceology is a show about the psychology and economics behind our decisions. You can hear true stories from Nobel laureates, authors, historians, athletes, and more about why we do the things we do. Listen to Choiceology at schwab.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your shows. Pushkin.
Hey, this is Dr. Lori Santos. You've reached the Happiness Lab podcast hotline.
Is there anything you've always wanted to ask a happiness expert?
Hey, Happiness Lab, help me. I want to stop all this negative self-talk and finally learn to love myself.
Maybe a question about how science can teach us to live happier and more enjoyable lives.
My question is, are we born to work or are we born to live?
In the next season of the Happiness Lab, I'll be fielding questions from listeners just like you. Megan, thank you so much for coming on the Happiness Lab. I never get to see the listeners, so
yeah,
it's really fun.
It's super fun for me, too. I'm like fangirling over here.
I'll be diving into the real stories behind their questions.
I sort of just like raised my head one day and I was like, what am I doing here?
And asking a host of happiness experts to weigh in on topics from achieving work-life balance to becoming friendlier and how we can become more comfortable in social situations.
You know, I think Jean-Paul Sartre said that hell is other people. I think maybe hell is our imagination of what other people are. But here's the problem. We often interact not with the people who are really out there, but with the people in our minds.
We'll also look at how we can rebuild our lives post-pandemic and discuss whether it's even okay to be happy when bad things are happening to people close to us and all around the world.
I didn't want to have happiness because I felt like I didn't deserve it when other people were suffering.
I've absolutely loved reading through all of my listener messages, and I've learned a ton making this new series. I hope that you'll pick up some useful tips too.
I don't get down on myself if I experience a negative thought because I realize this is how the human mind operates, and I have agency over how to manage that thought.
So join me for the Happiness Lab's short season on Listener Questions Special Edition with me, Dr. Lori Santos, starting July 11th.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.